Hi guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Brooke.
And I'm Danielle, and we're so excited to be back. So make sure to subscribe and rate us for more amazing episodes each week. Well, I think they're amazing. I don't know.
Okay. And today's episode is going to be pretty exciting because we're addressing some topics that we normally don't really address, such as boys, relationships, dating in college, and also being single in college.
Woo! We love it.
It's kind of like not a sensitive subject, I feel like,
we usually do not talk about this stuff, but you guys have requested like crazy. And on that note, we also just created a Gals on the Go podcast Instagram for you guys send in your requests, and we requested you guys to request us, and it was just all about boys.
Yeah, seriously. And then we asked for like your questions and advice things and whatnot, so yeah. We'll be addressing those in a little bit.
Yeah, my voice is a little gone this weekend because my voice is gone right now because we were away this weekend.
We did a little fun Atlanta weekend.
It was so fun.
Because we live in Athens. I think that's the confusing part. Like, a lot of people think we live in Atlanta.
I know.
Which we don't. We're about an hour and a half, would you say?
Yeah.
Hour and a half from Atlanta in Athens, Georgia, where we both go to school. But we made a little Atlanta weekend because of Music Midtown, which is like a fun music festival.
Oh my gosh. It was so, excuse me, guys. It was so much fun. It's like a music festival. It's a 2-day one. It's basically the way I described it to people. It's like the Coachella of Atlanta, would you say?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, definitely different than Coachella.
Definitely a little bit less scaled.
We established that this weekend for sure. And
it was a blast.
It was definitely a blast.
I'd say, who were your favorite people there? At Music Midtown, because there were so many artists.
Yeah, there were so many artists. I really liked Kendrick Lamar because I'm a rap gal.
He had a great show. It was part of his tour, was at the festival.
That was his last stop on his, like, what did he say, year and a half long tour?
Yeah,
what about you? Who's your favorite?
Post Malone, just because, so good. I mean, we had both seen Post Malone at Coachella before, but I have to be honest, at Coachella, he kind of came out pretty just plastered. And
yeah, he literally said, he's like, it's like holding on the mic. He's like, I'm really drunk right now.
Yeah. And we were like, okay, buddy.
And
like,
he just wasn't, honestly, like, can you imagine performing drunk? Like, you just aren't good. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he just was simply not good.
But this time he was a little bit more soulful in his singing. And I just, his new album has just gotten me through the summer, and it was just great. But Brooke and I can both agree that he did not do enough songs from his new album.
Yeah, seriously.
He did kind of the similar set that he did at Coachella. Like, we literally knew when he was about to sing Congratulations because it was the same thing.
He did like the same like story leading up to. He's like, the haters want to see you lose. Like, you know, like they do that a little bit.
My mama called.
Yeah. It's actually funny. Khalid kind of did the same thing.
Khalid was a letdown for me.
Yeah, he was. It's actually really disappointing when you have like a really good you see them do a really good performance, because then you're let down. But yeah. I guess with Post, it was opposite, because we saw the bad performance, then we saw a good performance.
Yeah, we saw Khalid in February of this year in New York City. It was like this really cool opportunity. We got Dote sent us to see Khalid at Radio City Music Hall, and he was so thankful, so great that night. But then this weekend he came and he just kind of didn't really sing, but he still danced.
I always wonder, like, does it have to do with the acoustics of like being outside and stuff?
I think that, like, definitely happens. And he had just gotten off the plane, like.
And the venue, like, since it's all like a festival format, it's like kind of all general admission. So maybe like how it's outside, like there's just bodies everywhere. Like,
it bodies.
And that sounded so weird.
That reminds me of that song, Let the Bodies Hit the Floor. I don't know why.
Oh my gosh.
But speaking of, we actually got really blessed and we got to go with SeatGeek to Music Midtown. This is not sponsored, but they hooked us up with VIP. And a lot of my friends were like, can you tell me about it? Like, what's the difference between VIP and general
admission?
Oh, yeah,
that's a good question. Yeah, yeah.
So, like, obviously at Coachella, VIP is, like, so dope. Like, you literally walk around and you see Kardashians. And we were, like, not sure what to expect at Music Midtown.
I don't personally know, like, Atlanta. I mean, there's, like, rappers and stuff that live in Atlanta, of course, and other, like, musicians.
There's, like, socialites, but not.
Yeah, but no one that I would really recognize to be, like, that's an Atlanta celebrity.
Yeah,
like,
definitely
versus,
not me,
like,
either.
Coachella's, like, legit
celebrities. Like, Justin Bieber, oh, hey.
And if you're obviously a performer, you don't hang out in VIP. That's completely, like, different area.
You have, like, an artist pass and you're backstage.
Yeah.
But we noticed it was quite funny, like, no hate, no shade, but it was, like, us and then, like, a ton of, like, parents that maybe got the tickets from their jobs or whatever, and like they were like chilling, but it was more of like a very low key thing.
It was definitely low key, but the VIP though at Coachella, the only difference you really get is you get like access to other food and drinks, meaning like shorter lines and stuff.
Oh, right.
But you still have to pay. But for our VIP, we got free food, free for me, I'm 21, so free beer, wine. And, like, other, like, Red Bull, I don't know, like,
yeah,
other things like
RX
that.
Bars was there.
Yeah, Zoe's Kitchen.
Shake Shack. We were having, we were just having ourselves a day.
Yeah, actually, unlimited Shake Shack. Like, you can just go up and, like, grab a box.
I would, like, go to the bathroom, and every time I came back from the bathroom, I'd be like, Brooke, here's more fries.
It was so bad.
It was so good, though. And we got to, like, sit for a lot of it if we wanted to.
Which I'm all for, like, a ravey festival, like, doing it in the general admission way. Yeah. But, like, when you have the opportunity to do it VIP, it was awesome.
It was definitely great. Like, we just cut off our wristbands last night because we were a little sad about not being there anymore, but it was fun. And we stayed at the W in Midtown, which highly suggest. We were able to just walk to the festival each day,
it
which
was
is
super
so great.
Close there was a little construction in the hotel,
a little construction, the lobby wasn't that cute, but our beds were comfy.
We like couldn't get up in the morning.
We were really bad. Be like, yo, who's getting up first? Well, like, who's Danielle opening the windows?
Danielle woke up the first day and went to SoulCycle, and I slept through her entire time at SoulCycle and woke up when she got home. So
Brooke was like, yeah, I'll go to the gym while you go to SoulCycle,
because I just don't like cycling. Like, it's just not for me. I don't know,
it's not for everyone for sure,
but I appreciate that you were motivated.
Well,
that was
just
very inspiring.
Thank you. I just love SoulCycle, and we don't have one in Athens, so the closest one is Atlanta, so I was like, this is like one of my only chances to go. And no, I haven't worked out since then. So you went to Orange Theory yesterday.
I did. I'm trying to figure out when I can fit in my schedule again. Like, I love Orange Theory, and I wouldn't work out any other way at this point, but it's kind of fitting it into the schedule kind of sucks sometimes.
It's
because
I don't know why I did unlimited classes this month, because I'm just not able to go a lot.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. This week is actually hectic, but what else was I going to say about... Oh, so we also went to the Dry Bar on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
And for those of you who don't know, you probably know because you follow both of us, but Dry Bar is like a place, a hair salon, but only for blowouts.
A blowout bar.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
A blowout bar. And it's very aesthetically pleasing. They look basically the same at every location.
And they smell the same. It's, like, freaky. Like, I feel like you walk into it every... Danielle literally said, she's like, home. I was like, okay.
I feel like I'm at home.
But actually, though, because it is the same pretty much everywhere. Obviously, the New York ones are, like, a little bit smaller, and then, like, vice versa.
It's like Cracker Barrel. Yeah. You walk into Cracker Barrel,
my gosh,
you know what you're going to get.
Yeah, we were just saying that, because Danielle was like, Cracker Barrel is, like, being home on a road trip. And I was like, that's actually, like, low-key so true, because it's
so
always
true.
The same. So... what did you want to discuss?
Oh, well,
like,
a lot of people asked us, like, cause, so if you guys don't know, when you go to the Dry Bar, they give you, like, a menu, a drink menu, but, well, the blowouts that they give are named after drinks, because Dry Bar, but they give you a menu, and you get to pick out which blowout you want, and a lot of people asked us, because I posted a photo at the Dry Bar with both of us, and they said, what blowouts did you guys get? So I thought we'd maybe touch on that a little bit, maybe talk about the one you got, and the one, and, like, another one we get sometimes.
Mm-hmm. So this time at the Dry Bar, I got the straight up, which is just, like, what is it? Straight with rounded ends? Is that technically
It's just, like,
what
the blowout look, yeah. Like, has body, but, like...
they don't put a curling iron to it or anything.
No.
They're not...
really. All blow dryer.
Yeah, so I liked that because I... well, the first day of Music Man Town, I just wore my hair natural because, I don't know. Sometimes I just like wearing my hair natural because I don't have to deal with it. And, like, I know it's not going to progressively, like, look worse. If anything, it will... It will just maintain its same quality, you know what I mean? But I wanted a straight, like, sleek look, even though it was raining. But it stayed really well, like, through yesterday. Yesterday, I finally washed it.
Yeah, yesterday, I finally washed my blowout, too. It lasts a while.
What do you get?
So, I go for two different ones, but this time, I actually tried something different. So, I guess I'll tell you guys three. So, I love getting the straight up, the one Brooke got. It's just, it's the perfect blowout look. It's not like you straightened your hair at home. It, like, has body and...
almost too
it.
Much body. Like, I
Brooke
asked,
was freaking out
because I asked my guy, I was like, please, like, he was like, do you want body? I was like, little bit. And I, like, the top of my hair looked like it was, like, teased or something. I was like, no, ma'am. Like, I just don't like that look on myself.
No, sir.
Oh, yeah. Literally, I didn't mind. Sorry. I just didn't like that look on my hair personally. So I was like, oh, is it gonna, I said something. I was like, oh, it's a lot of body. And he was like, oh. He didn't, like, offer me, like, a solution.
He was like, it'll fall.
Yeah. And it did fall, but so, yeah. Okay, it's fine.
Yeah, well, so I like the straight up, and then I usually get the Cosmo if I want a curly one, because I like the way it falls, but this time I got the Cosmo Tie, which is a mixture between The Cosmo and the Mai Tai. And the Mai Tai, Brooke, I think you've gotten it before.
Yeah, I usually get that because I don't really like curls per se.
Yeah, this is more of like beachy, but not like sea salty.
No, no. But it's more like they use like the, instead of using like a curler, I feel like it's more like a wand. Yeah, and it's definitely clear that they use a wand. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just like the Cosmo Tie because I like the way it falls. It lasts really a little longer. Good,
yeah.
Thanks. I really liked how it turned out. After like an hour, I liked it.
Yeah, because at first it was very extreme and we weren't wearing like makeup or anything. So
it looked really funk. But it was fun. And then we went to brunch after. So highly suggest it. I mean,
what are the food places we went to? I'm trying to think so that we could give some recommendations.
Yeah. Atlanta's kind of popping, like with coffee shops and brunch places. We went to
the Southern Gentleman
at the Shops at Buckhead on Saturday morning, and that was great. Very aesthetically pleasing. Great coffee. We had some really good coffee there.
And then we went to Whiskey Bird. I believe that's what it's called.
The next day for brunch.
And that place, it's different. It's definitely like, it still is like a brunch vibe. Both of these places are like brunch vibes, but it's not like traditional brunch, like with like pancakes and like, I don't, you know, like
yeah,
it's more,
they're more like
eclectic.
Eclectic. That was, yeah, definitely Whiskey Bird was more eclectic and it was like darker lighting, which we weren't used to for brunch.
But I really liked it. I did. Like my food was so, oh my gosh, we got the sweet potato hash. It was so good.
And I got like, oh my God, my mouth's watering thinking about it. I literally got a breakfast sandwich that consists of a croissant with a hash brown inside of the sandwich. Eggs and bacon. Like, I mean, cholesterol to the max, but
yeah.
Like, we love it.
It's so really good. So I'd recommend like making a little weekend of Atlanta if you can. If you live nearby, like there's so much to do in Atlanta.
We literally probably could have done more than, oh, Monday morning we stopped by Kale Me Crazy.
Oh, so good. You guys are fortunate if you have that chained by you. It's a little overpriced, but
yeah, it's a little overpriced for sure, but I got a green juice. She got a really cool like
avocado toast, but it had like hard-boiled egg on it, which is good because it's like more protein.
Yeah. I got an acai bowl. Good stuff. We just got an acai bowl place in Athens. So
I need to go.
Fruitables.
Should I go after this? I kind of
do it.
I need to get breakfast. I didn't eat yet today.
I've already had my eggs and toast and
fruit. I also need to go grocery shopping, but I'm at that point where like I'm going away this weekend. So I just said that's so annoying. But I don't want to like go grocery shopping now because it's Wednesday when we're recording this.
Week.
Yeah, so I'm just going to probably fiend for like food along the way this week.
Yeah. A little Tate Market food, Starbucks, snacks for sure.
Yeah, it's like a snacking week, I guess.
Snack.
Which is not the best because it's better. I find that it's better to just like eat a meal rather than like snack because when
100%.
I snack, I go like all in and then, yeah, but that's just
a
personal problem.
I have a HelloFresh meal waiting.
Yum.
For me, so I'm going to make that.
What kind, do you know?
It's like a kebab thing, so I'm excited.
Ooh.
Yeah, I always feel like such a cool chef when I make HelloFresh.
Oh, I'm jealous. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, now we're hungry, so.
Yeah, now we're hungry. So we kind of talked about it a little bit, but now we're going to get into our highlights and lowlights of the last week or so.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to start, Danielle? I feel like
ours
are very similar. I feel like
I'm going to revise mine a little bit since
we kind of
talked about it. So my highlight of the week, of last week, was surprising my dad for his birthday.
Oh.
None of you guys really knew I was doing this because I didn't want to announce it because my dad listens to the podcast. He watches my videos. He tracks
me. He's our number one fan.
He's the number one fan. Love you, Dad. Hi, girls.
Hi, girls.
it was actually this whole long, funny thing. You guys can watch my vlog when it's up, but basically, my dad has me on Find My Friends so he can track me, so I had to turn it off a couple days early, and he was freaking heck. Like, he was freaking out. I don't know why I said
freaking heck.
What does that even mean? It was freaking heck. And I flew home Wednesday night after my stat exam, and I did miss my Thursday classes, but I made sure my professors, I think I'm going to make a video, kind of like Gretchen did, about like how to travel while in college, because people think I don't go to class, and I'm like, I actually really don't miss a lot of class, I just schedule it right. So,
yeah, you're really good about that.
But, sorry, I'm getting off on a tangent. But I surprised my dad. It was really cool. Then we surprised him again the next day for a birthday party because he was turning a big milestone. Big old 60. He hates when I say it, but, yeah.
He does not look 60.
He does not
look
60.
He's a youthful man.
He's a youthful man. And another highlight of this week was meeting you guys at Music Midtown. It was crazy how many of you guys we met. And so many of you guys were like, podcast.
And literally everyone that came up to like us collectively, because, you know, obviously there's people that like come up that individually watch either of us on YouTube, which it's so funny to me because I feel like we put each other in like every video that it's like, how would you not know the other person?
But I think they do, because it would happen where like someone come up to me and they'd be like, no, Brooke, get in the photo too. And we're like, bro, like, you need to tell us.
Yeah. But so many people were like, oh, Gals on the Go, love the podcast. And we're like, oh, that's awesome.
It's
like,
the
that's
best so cool. compliment ever.
Yeah. Like the fact that, I don't know, because it's, I meet YouTube viewers all the time, but like podcast listeners is a new thing.
Yeah, this happens a lot on campus. Yeah. I was just gonna say, like, once a week at least.
We were in line for Starbucks that time. Did we already talk about
this? I don't know if we did, but it was such an iconic moment.
Like, Danielle was picking up her Starbucks order, I was picking up mine at the same time. We were not planning to meet, but we were just both on campus, and this girl, like,
no, we go, hot Gals on the Go.
As like a joke, like, because we always say it like as like a joking way, but
because we really are,
but we actually are, because it's like it's like just a way to describe our lives at this point.
And then you were saying the girl,
and then this girl like turns to us and she's like, "Oh hey, love the podcast," and like walked away. And we're like, "Oh, that's awesome!"
That was like the cool. And our friend was with us, and like she witnessed it. It was funny.
It was funny, but it's cool. Like I really appreciate it. Yeah. I wonder why we were wondering. Like, is it more normal for people to come up to us and say like we listen to the podcast, or is it?
Maybe it's more chill. I don't know.
Rather than being like, I watch you on YouTube. Like, is it just more of like a socially acceptable term? Like, I don't know. I was wondering that. You know what I mean?
No, I know. It's so odd, but like, we love it.
Yeah. So please say hi if you see us in public.
Please.
Please. And do you want to go into your low light then?
Oh, I guess. Sure. Yeah. So my low light, I feel like my low light has been the same for the last like 3 weeks. But yesterday, I just had, like, a really rough day, and I hated it. I just had one of those days, and I think it's similar to Brooks-ish, where I, like, it was a very long day. I had two tests, and then I found out I had to take a quiz also online after. It was really easy, but, and this week's Big Little Week, and my birthday's on Thursday, which are good things, but with that comes a lot of things to plan, and a lot of things to do, and a lot of people to attend to, and I don't know, it's just, like, you know, it's my fault. I traveled a lot last week, and it's just kind of like a back to reality, but I've just been having trouble this week balancing friends, school, YouTube. Like, it gets hard, and sometimes I just question where I'm putting all of my energy, and yesterday was one of those days.
Yeah. Like, do you ever wonder, like, how you spent your days? Because I get that feeling, too, sometimes, where, like, I still accomplish, like, some of the things in my to-do list, but I'm like, how did I not do more? Like, where is my time
going?
Yeah,
you tweeted yesterday, we need a couple more hours in the day. And I was like, yes. So, like, actually, I was about to retweet, but I just retweet all your tweets. So I was like, I probably shouldn't. But I quoted a tweet yesterday, and it said, I want to cry today, but I just don't have time. And I was like, mood. Not like cry, like sad, cry stressed. And, but
sometimes you need a good, we talked about that in my one of my classes, like, there's good stress and bad stress. And
yeah. I like to be stressed. I thrive off of being stressed.
Everyone
loves
like the positive stress where it's like, oh, I have a lot going on, but like it's all like fun and exciting.
Yeah,
and
if you can handle it. But there's just certain days where it's like, where do I put my energy? And I just got annoyed because someone yesterday was like, I just have a lot to do today. And I was like, do you? Do you really? Like, she mentioned two things and I was like, bro, like
I saw Christy tweeted like this culture of being like quote unquote like busier. Like it's like, oh, like I'm busier than you, so I'm better than you. Like that it honestly is annoying.
That gets really annoying and like, well, I guess that was me sounding like that. I didn't mean to sound like that, but I...
No, but you know what I mean. Like, I feel like everyone, it's like a competition to be like, who's the busiest and...
Yeah, I know.
Like, just because you're busy doesn't mean you're productive at all, which is kind of my point. So,
it just means you're trying to grind and you didn't get things done fast enough, honestly, because that's me. So yeah, that's my highlights and lowlights. Oh, and a low is, this is the first time I've not been excited for my birthday.
Why?
Because I'm not going to be a teen.
Oh my gosh, I totally forgot your birthday's tomorrow.
Like, I'm going to be 20. Like, not even 21, to be honest. Like, 20. Like, that's just, like, sad. And, like, all my friends are going home this weekend. And, like, it's just, like, a weird time. So I'm just, like, I don't really want my birthday to be tomorrow. But, like, it'll be fine. Tomorrow's Big Little reveal, which is exciting. So you guys have to stay tuned to see who my little is and who Brooke's great-grand little.
Ew. Yeah, I'm old.
Wild.
I have to, I'm not going to lie. I did not prepare for your birthday.
Tomorrow. No, actually just realized so Brooke and I went to Coachella together for her birthday, and I still have not given you a gift. I don't even know where it is. I bought you, like, a couple little things from Urban, and I just don't even know where they are. So.
Oh, cool. Okay. So
don't even worry.
So let's just call it. No, I'm kidding. I'll get
please
you
just, no, it's fine. We're good.
Oh, my gosh.
That's but funny. Anyways, your highs and lows.
Yeah, so my high is probably the same. I mean, I didn't surprise my father in Florida, but Sam and I, the other one, meeting so many of you guys this weekend, very motivating, love that. And just seeing some people that I love, like, music-wise. Like I said, I really liked seeing Kendrick, and Post Malone was so great this time.
Yes.
So, love that. We love a good music festival. I love, like, the vibes of a music festival, like, just walking around.
Seriously,
and, like,
I think I'm into
everyone's
it.
So positive and happy, and, like, the outfits this time were, like, super casual vibes, which I,
yeah.
Like, I did appreciate. Like, I don't know, I just like, festival, like, just happiness.
Yeah, it's fun to, like, look at all the photos, all that.
Yeah, it's fun. And then I guess my low would be kind of similar to Danielle. I didn't have, like, one specific rough day, because I've actually been having a series of great days, surprisingly.
She's had a good rough day.
It's definitely been a good September, but I have been compromising school. I'm really bad at time management, like, really bad.
You say that, but I don't think you're that bad. I think you're pretty good compared to other people, but maybe it's for your standards.
Yeah, I think I'm also just really bad. Like, I'll post myself up to study, and then, like, I don't know, a lot of YouTube stuff comes in, or, like, text from our manager and whatnot, and it's like, do this, and it's like, I would prefer to do the YouTube stuff, so I'm going to do that all first, and, like, make that
Amen.
A priority in my life, mm-hmm. and then, like, it definitely reflected poorly in a test grade recently, but, like, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, I could bounce back from one test, but, you know, it's just discouraging, I think, is more of the lingo I would use to describe that, but I'll bounce back. It's fine.
Yeah.
Balancing it all is really hard.
Balancing it all is hard, and it's all good things. It's what I always remind myself.
Yeah.
I actually saw this tweet, and I actually wanted to reference it in the vlog. In the vlog.
In the vlog.
Podcast. Sorry to interrupt. But I think so this girl tweeted this on Monday, and she said, I know it's Monday and you're probably dragging yourself to class and or work, but remember the time you prayed for that job or prayed you'd get into that school. Don't let the enemy steal joy out of the blessings. And I was like, wow.
That's actually really good.
Isn't
yeah.
that good?
Because there was definitely one point that, like, to get to this point, you were like, I hope I get there. And
yeah.
then here you are and you got
it. It seriously yeah. like gives me the chills. Like, I was so scared I was not going to get an UGA. Ooh, email?
Yeah.
And I was so scared I wasn't ever gonna, you know, surpass a certain amount of subscribers or, like, whatever it may be. And so you just have to kind of step back and, like, really take it all in, so.
Definitely. That brings me back to, like, I know Katie tweeted something about this or, like, posted on her story. Like, think about all of those days that you, like, struggled to get out of bed or you were like, I can't do it. Like, I can't do it. And you push yourself and you did it. You know,
it's
like,
so
you have
true.
To remind yourself of the times that you were achieving your goals and, like,
conquering the day.
I think the best motivation is, like, your own personal gains. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
gains.
You know what I mean, though? But, like, reflecting on your own success, like, it's just, like, when people, like, lose weight or something, they're like, wow, I did that. I can do anything. It's, like, that mentality of, like.
That's so good.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm, like, really inspired right now. I'm, like,
Me too.
Kind of want to cry for, like, a good reason.
You, like, want to cry for, like, a while. Danessa talking
I'm a
lot
crier.
About crying. Do you want to, like, cry? Like,
I haven't really cried in a while. I almost cried when Post Malone came on just because, like, I was happy.
Yeah, we were having such a good time.
Oh, good stuff. So, should we talk a little bit about boys? Men?
Men! Ew!
Ew!
When do boys become men? I don't think I like that.
I
don't like that word. I'm never going to use
men.
That word. Could we just say boys?
Boys.
Until I'm, like, 85. I'll be like,
Definitely.
Oh, this boy. Like,
I don't even know, like, where to get started with this. I'm probably going to get awkward just because I'm really awkward.
I guess we'll preface by saying, like, I'm going to, like, try to dive as deep as I can with you guys, but, like, please bear in mind that this podcast is on the internet.
And we just who knows who could listen to it.
Yeah, like, it's just, I mean, a lot of people have access to this, friends, family,
God.
Of course, so.
A whole frat sits down and listens to our podcast.
Like, all right, let's cue it up. Like,
I am a little nervy, but we love you guys a lot, and we want to open up to you guys because I don't even talk about this stuff in my videos, really.
Yeah, I don't either, and even with my friends, like, do you open up with your friends about, I mean, I open up to them as much as I feel comfortable opening up to them about it,
mm-hmm.
but I'm just a naturally pretty guarded person when it comes to, like, my deep personal life. Like, I have, like, a big wall up, so
yeah.
I'm very much so, like, I'll talk about it, but I'm not gonna, like, sit around and, like, chat with the gals about
Oh, I'm
it, you know
so
what I mean?
Opposite.
Really?
Like, if there's someone that I'm into or, like, something, like, I have, like, 2 to 3 people that I'll be, like, texting, like, screenshots, like, oh my god, what do I say now? Like, I just really exposed myself, but I mean, I, like, in high school, oh, my God, we would just sit and talk about all this stuff and, like, help each other out and be like, oh, yeah, like, this happened today. Like, I really am that person. You're definitely more guarded. Like,
yeah, I just, I don't know why. I just feel like I have to be, like, guarded about it because I feel like if I, like, let my wall down and, like, be vulnerable about it, then, like, things go wrong.
Oh, no, I definitely need to put my wall. I've put up a wall more recently. I mean, like, I only talked to a few people about it. Yeah. Like, some people ask me about someone and I'm like, no, we're just friends. Like, I don't want to talk about it because sometimes that happens and then, like, they tell someone or, like, you just don't know who to trust too, so
yeah.
But yeah, we just wanted to talk about, well, you guys asked us to talk about dating in college, being single in college, casual dating, hookup culture, all that fun stuff.
Yeah, we got some really, really good questions. So follow the Gals on the Go Insta. Yes. To what is it, Gals on the Go Podcast, that's our Instagram handle.
Yes,
please go follow it because we're gonna be just communicating with you guys probably through there.
Yeah, because a lot of people find us without knowing us before, so I feel like if they look up Gals on the Go, like, they're gonna go to that anyway, so we're just trying to focus it there, and we'll obviously say stuff on our own Instagrams as well, but yeah.
Of course.
It's worth a follow. We're not gonna annoy your feeds completely.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess we'll, the first topic that we kind of want to talk about, I guess, is dating, so casual dating. What is it like specifically? I mean, we can't talk for all college culture because I know, everyone's different.
Brooke and I are a little bit, I don't want to say more mature about things, but her and I definitely, I think, have different views than other people, even some of our other friends. Like,
yeah, I've also changed a lot. I have to, like, preface that with, like, me from freshman year, like, I've just, like, grown up as a person a lot, and I've, like, realized, like, what I want out of real,
yeah.
I don't know, because I feel like freshman year I kind of, not, like, threw myself into things, but I was just like, oh, this is
what has to happen.
This is UGA. Like, I have to fit in with everybody else, you know? I have to do what everybody else is doing. And then I kind of took, like, a very long, like, break from
men.
Everything. Yeah, men. And then I, like, established, like, what I want. And, yeah, I don't know. I think that it's important to recognize, like, what you want out of things because you don't have to conform to the expectations of, like, not even expectations, because there's no expectation, but you don't have to conform to the culture of your college or your high school or wherever you are. Like, do not change. Do not compromise your values. Yeah.
You can't. I really just haven't even. So basically, if you guys don't know, I came into college last year as a freshman with a boyfriend, a long distance boyfriend, like, literally in another country boyfriend.
International
boyfriend, Joey Kidney. Great guy. I'm actually, I don't even know if you know this, I'm about to be featured in one of his videos.
What?
Why? It's going to be called, well, I hope he doesn't get mad for me saying this, but long story short, I picked out outfits for him to, like, go to New York in, because he's going to New York next month, and he's like, will you pick out outfits for me? And I was like, yeah, sure. And he was like, actually, will you film yourself doing it? And I was like, okay. Like, we're still really good pals.
You did it on, like, FaceTime?
No. Like, I just, like, filmed myself, like, vlogged it. It was, like, super cash. But
wait,
I was,
did
like,
you, like, shop for him in person or, like?
No. It was on Boohoo.com. And, yeah, it was just, like, for fun. And I was, like, honestly, sure, whatever. Like, you're a good friend.
No,
like, cool. And I want people
it's
to know
so
we're still
nice
friends.
That you guys can still be friends. Like, that is, you rarely hear that.
Rarely.
Yeah, rarely.
But it definitely, like, and, like, he knows this. Like, I'll say this. Like, it definitely affected my college experience a little bit. And, like, it wasn't his fault. I was just, like, not really going to anything because I was like, oh, well, I don't need to meet any guys or whatever.
Yeah, and I think it's still important to, even if you do come in with, I remember I told you this. I was like, you should still, like, go to everything and, like, you should still, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because I'd say I went to half the things that most people did.
Yeah, but we were also very busy last year, so that doesn't have to.
Yeah, it did not help.
Yeah, but you know what I mean, though. Like, it's still important. It doesn't matter. I have plenty of friends who still are dating their long-distance boyfriends and stuff, and I just still think it's important to, if you're going away to college, you still have to have your own life. Like, you still have to.
It is harder than you think. Like, I give props to people who, like, don't have a boyfriend or have a boyfriend that doesn't go here and they still go to all of the events. Like, I'm just like, wow, props to you, because I just, like, wouldn't be inspired to. But, like, now I like to, because I, one, want to meet guy friends, and then I also just, you know, you never know who you're going to meet, so.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, not even just guy friends, but, like, going out with your girlfriends, too, then. Like, because if you're the person who, like, never goes out because you're like, oh, I have a long-distance boyfriend. Like, you're never going to make real girlfriends at college, too. I feel like that's also, like, a whole nother.
Because girls bond over guys, too.
Yeah.
It is a thing.
So it's a cycle.
Yeah, it's a cycle. I also just wanted to say, like, in the sense of, like, dating in college, like, a couple of months ago, my grandma was like, so are you dating? And I was like, well, like, people don't really, like when you, like, graduate college and, like, you're living in the city, like, yeah, you're dating. But I wouldn't call, like, I'm like, grandma, like, no one really, I mean, people go on dates for sure, but, like, for me and what I've been around, it's more of, like, oh, they're a thing, or, like, they're talking.
What I, yeah, I know, I hate those words, too. Yeah, what I've established is kind of, like, what I think of dating is, like, weird, different definition than, like, what adult world dating is. Because I feel like when you're dating as an adult, I think of it like you're seeing the same person. But, like, in college...
Yeah.
Like, does dating mean, like, you're single and you're just going on dates? Or does dating mean, like, oh, I'm dating this person? I guess it could be in any person. Yeah. I mean, in any person. In any, like, regard. Like, yeah. What do you think? You know what I'm saying?
It really is up to
the whoever person. It is. Yeah. To kind of...
I don't even call it dating. Like, I don't even know, like... Maybe, I guess here dating is just, like, you're open to it.
I wouldn't even define it as that. I would just, I feel like here, there's, like, literally black and white. It's, you're single or you're in a relationship. Like, it's
yeah.
the middle ground of, like, talking, it's still considered single in my mind.
Oh, yeah, no. And that's, like, the majority of what goes on around
yeah.
here. At least, and, like, and also keep in mind, Brooke's a senior and I'm a sophomore, so people are in different mindsets, I feel like.
Oh, as you get older, though, I do notice that, like, people get, like, coupled up. Like, mm-hmm. like most of my friends now are in relationships, which it used to never, oh my gosh, I used to, no, absolutely not. It was, everybody was single freshman, sophomore year. And then, you know, boys came along the way. But now so many of my friends are in, like, serious relationships that have happened over the last, like, junior year into senior year, which I think it's great, you know, because timing-wise, I think you're more mature. Like, you, it's...
I wish that was what my grade was doing right now, to be honest.
Don't rush it because it's going to come. And then
no, you're gonna I know.
Because I remember freshman year, like, looking at the older girls in KD and just at school in general and being like, oh, they're so cute. They're boyfriends. And, like, thinking that it was very...
No, you, know yeah, you always want you can't have. Grass is greener. All that stuff.
But I just remember being like, oh, my God, I can't wait till I'm older and people have, like, serious boyfriends. Now I'm, like, at that point.
And you're like, shoot. Yeah,
I just think that boys get more mature, too, because I think that freshman year, sophomore year, boys have that mentality of, like,
I don't need a girlfriend.
I don't need a girlfriend. And at UGA, boys, not – this is so mean because I hate them saying it, like, regarding all of them because it's not for true for all of them. So please don't get offended. If any boys do listen to this, they just feel very, like, entitled in the sense of, like, wow, like, I'm awesome. Because I don't know why. I think it's – is there a guy-girl ratio difference here? Or just are guys more just, like, I can – not entitled.
You I know feel like there's less guys here, so, like, they have more options.
That's what you're trying to say. Great. That's the point. I didn't know how to word it yeah. in a friendly way.
It's true.
Way.
No, it's fine.
But actually, though, because they – I feel like – girls are very, like, much so like, yeah, I'm talking to this one guy, and the one guy could be talking to, like, three different girls, yeah, you know what like, I mean?
Snapchat best friends needs to yeah, come back so we can see savage. What people are up to. Oh, it's terrifying, yeah. I don't really know. I don't really like it. And then these movies come out, like, To All the Boys I've Loved Before and Kissing Booth, and you're like, oh, wait, I want a boyfriend. At least that happened to me, like,
yeah,
2 weeks ago.
I mean, yeah, you get in your moods. But also, I guess now we could talk a little bit about, like, being single. Because yeah. that's, like, kind of the background on UGA. But then I know I have friends who go to school, like, in the north, and, like, dating, like, isn't, like, a thing at all. Like, they, like, I haven't had, like, I have friends that, you know, don't.
It's just a big love fest.
Yeah. Ew.
I'm sorry, that was nasty.
You know what I mean, though? Like, it's not, I mean, they do have, get boyfriends and stuff, I guess, but it's not, like, the kind of thing where it's, like, oh, he asked me on a date. Like, we're like, went on it. You
know. Yeah, no, I mean, I've never been asked on a date in college yet, so. Updates to come.
Okay, so we'll go on to the next topic.
Well, no, still about being in college. Or being single in college, I feel like it's something to talk about. Like, I, like, yes, we did say it's, like, a majority of people at UGA probably are single, I'd say, like, for the most mm-hmm. part. And I really do enjoy being single because you don't have to worry about, like, texting someone and, like, keeping up to date with someone. But sometimes it is nice to, like, have that one person to talk to. So it's, like,
yeah.
And it really is all what you can have. That didn't make sense.
Okay,
yeah.
Well...
Yeah, that's all.
We're also two very independent people, so when people ask for, like, advice being single... Because I know... Well, I know some people who always have to be in a relationship. I'm sure we all know those people that yeah. it's, like, bouncing from one to the next, and it's, like, they've never been single, like, in their entire life.
They don't know how to be single. It's not a movie, How to Be yeah. Single. It's not, I love that movie.
Oh, my God.
Seen it a couple times.
I think it's... Yeah, so... sorry, we're just getting emails and stuff.
Yeah.
Like
that. So getting emails from a manager. Yeah. Hey, what's up? Yeah.
Single.
I was gonna say something. Oh. Well, also, it's really funny. Like, I'm sure we'll talk about it later. I think there's a question that, like, relates to it, but I, like, tell Brooke this all the time. Like, I'll, like, be like, oh, no boys love me. And then, like, I'll get attention from one guy and I actually freak out. Like, actually, quick little story. I was at the airport last week when I was flying home to Tampa, and I was sitting there, I had my AirPods in, but I was wearing a hat and couldn't see them. And this guy, pretty handsome guy, sits down next to me and starts talking to me, and I didn't really notice he was talking to me because I had my AirPods in, but then I realized, and I actually freaked out, and I called my brother and walked away. Like, that could have been a great opportunity.
Oops, sorry.
Yeah, he, like, also, I think, was a football player of some sort, so I, like, really missed that opportunity. But, like, I'm just really awkward. Like, as soon as I actually do get attention, I'm really awkward. So, like, I kind of do like being single because I can just feel safe in my bubble.
That's literally me, too. I'm, like, just so comfortable being single at this point that, like, other opportunities that present themselves, I, like, get so nervous and freak myself out and psych myself out. Yeah, so.
Yeah, and can we just talk about date nights really quick? Because I don't think people know what they are.
Yeah.
Because I'll mention them in the vlogs and, like, you're going on a date. And I'm like, oh, well, not really.
No. So, this is kind of... I know that they call them different things at different schools, too.
Date functions. That's what my friend's school calls it.
So, basically, when you're in, like, Greek life, your sorority, fraternity, organization hosts, like, part of your dues pay for these things called date nights, date functions, and it's you an event at a venue, or we had one, like, at the Falcons game. So, it could be something. It doesn't have to be, like, at a venue, like, such as, like, a bar or a club or whatever. It could be at a actual... Like, we took buses to the Falcons game. That was technically a date night.
Yeah.
So,
it's just like
you
can
bring
whoever
you want. You don't have to necessarily bring... And also, I feel like we just have to say this to be politically correct and everything, but, like, we are referring to boys because we like boys.
I was going to say that. Yeah. We prefer men, but, like, we're not... Like, hopefully this can apply to you in
whatever way. Please use the pronoun however you wish.
Yeah. We're just talking about it because that's all we know and, like, that's what we're familiar
with.
But, like,
exactly.
Obviously, that's just us. And, like, those are the questions we got.
Exactly. But you can bring whoever you want on these date functions. I brought friends before. Like, if I can't find a date, I'm like, all right.
I brought Daily. If you guys know Daily, I brought her to my first date night last year because I did not want to bring... Another thing is a lot of my friends will just, like, bring guys that they never met before. I've gone on date nights with guys I've never known before. It's really weird. It's really weird. But it's just, like, a thing we do here.
I've done it, like, way too many times. And usually it goes poorly, but...
Yeah, most of my date nights have not been my favorite. I've had, like, two I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, me too. And I'm, like, a senior. It just depends, though, because... You have to go into it with, like, the right mindset and stuff. And, like, I don't know. Getting set up, like, isn't the worst thing ever. It's just kind of... It's a little awkward, I guess, at first. But yeah, you could also hit it off and, like, have a good time.
Especially being out of state. Like, I remember, like... I don't know. I feel like a lot of people, like, if you're from out of state, they'll be like, oh, well, I have this guy friend from high school. Like, I'm sure he'd love to go with you. And you're like, okay, I'll do it. Like, I trust you. And... But literally, if I have a date night, like, I literally have anxiety that whole day. Because I'm like, oh, my gosh, I have to, like... talk to them for this long and I have to, like, be fun and, like,
yeah, me too.
It is a lot of pressure.
It is, but then you just have to, like, stop. I take a second and I'm like, think about it. I'm like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, there's literally no pressure on me to do anything. Like,
yeah,
I'm not expected
to. I'm just an overthinker.
Yeah. I am too. I just try to calm myself down these days.
Yeah.
Because I, like, work myself up into such a state that I'm like, it's crazy. So I need to just, like, calm down.
Yeah, that's true. Well, should we get into the questions then? We wrote down a lot of questions that you guys sent in.
Yeah, we kind of talked all about, like, you know, being single and, like, how some of our friends have boyfriends and not. So I guess we'll go ahead and, we can hop into the questions. Should we say their names? I guess if it's, like, a less...
I know. I feel weird saying their names because it's about boys. And, like, I don't want to, like, expose them.
So, maybe for this episode we won't say names, but in the future we will.
Yeah, we wrote down the names. We see your names. We just don't know if you want us to say your names.
Exactly. Just because some of them are...
Yeah, I guess some of them we can say, but...
Yeah. Okay, cool.
So, the first question, Aubrey, you want to ask it? Ask me.
Oh my gosh, this is random questions too. I put this one in here because this girl private messaged me. She said, Aubrey C. asked, "Why?" She's the only person I'll say her name because it's not about boys. Wait, do you want to do this question first?
Yeah.
Do you care?
Yeah.
Okay. Why doesn't Danielle have an Apple Watch? And I ask Danielle this, like, all the time.
Everyone asks me, like, I'm surprised you don't have one. Like, I really, like, I feel like everyone and their mother has one now. Like, every wrist I look at, there's an Apple Watch. But for me, like, I'm literally on my phone all the time. That when I put my phone down is because I don't want to get notifications, and I know you can, like, turn them off, but I feel like it's such a tempt. Like, when I'm in dance practice, I see some of my friends, like, they can, like, look at text, but it's kind of nice being unplugged. Like, I just feel like if I had it, I would just never be away, and I couldn't make the excuse, like, oh, like, I actually wasn't on my phone, because then you literally have your Apple Watch. I don't really know. I'm going to stay away from it as long as I can, but the reason I'm interested in them is because of the fitness aspect.
Yeah, I track my workouts and stuff on it, which is really great. I do have notifications off, because whenever it's on, my wrist, not to be annoying, but, like, it's every 5 seconds.
Group chats,
yeah.
Like, that's awful.
Yeah, so I do I also keep my phone permanently on Do Not Disturb, so I guess, yeah.
Do you really?
Uh-huh. I have it on Do Not Disturb right now. And actually, with iOS 12, it, like, tells you on the lock screen, like, your phone's on Do Not Disturb.
So you, like, know.
Yeah, but yeah. Every time now I go to unlock my phone, and it's, like, it pops up almost as a notification that Do Not Disturb is on, but I just perpetually have it on that, so I wish I could turn that off.
Yeah.
iOS 12 isn't the best, though. I wouldn't. I have not updated. Don't update yet. Wait as long as you can.
Yeah. So the next question is, what is the hardest part of being single?
Ooh. Okay. My opinion is, this is just because I'm, I guess, like, in college, and this is, like, a very present thing, but I would say, like, because, like, the date nights and stuff like that, like, not, like, struggling to, but, like, every time you have to find someone, it's like, oh, gotta
find. And you don't want to ask the same person two times in a row because of the two-function assumption.
I didn't even know that this was a thing until Danielle told me about this.
I just, like, heard about it last week. I thought it was really funny.
It is funny.
I think for me, I kind of touched on it, but it's just, like, not having that one person to, like, text. Mm-hmm. And be like, oh, like, good night. Like, I text my parents good night.
Me too. And I text my friend. If I have, like something happens during the day where I'm like, oh, I'm annoyed, I have friends to text. So I don't really worry about that too much. But I know
what you mean. I text you a lot at night.
Oh.
I feel like, well, not in that way, but I notice more. Yeah, yeah. Okay, good night. Eyes are shutting.
Yeah, no, we do.
I have, like, a few friends that I do text, and I do have those people. But I guess for me, if I were to choose something,
that would be it. Yeah, but I also, like, you've had a boyfriend. I've never had a serious relationship. So yeah, I guess
I'm
different
to it. Yeah. Yeah,
I don't really know. That is the difference between us. Because I've never had a serious boyfriend, so it's fine.
And that's okay.
It's fine. Okay. Next question. We have a question about dating apps. This is a very interesting question. Like, have you ever used them? Like, whatnot?
I've never, like, actually used them and, like, actually gone on a date, but I definitely, like, over the summer, my friend and I made a Tinder account and just, like, swiped left and right just for fun, but never did anything about it.
Tinder kind of scares me, if I'm going to be honest. Yeah. Yeah,
no. And then I feel like if you have one here, it's kind of weird because people will see you.
No, so I, like, had my account because I made it when I lived in LA over the summer, like, how many summers? The summer after my freshman year, I made one because everyone was like, oh my God, like, you need, literally just to even just chat with people. And, like, I remember people were saying that you can get invited to, like, frat parties and stuff that way. And I'm really annoying. Because, you know, like, USC boys and stuff. So I was like, oh, that's actually really cool. Like, I'll make one. And I kept it. And then, like, I had it here, I guess. And I remember, like, someone once sent me a screenshot of my account. I was like, holy crap. I totally forgot to delete it. And, yeah. But I actually, I do use, well, now I got permission to use Raya, which is, like, a celebrity.
Is it Raya? I thought it was Raya.
Oh.
I don't really know. Well,
I don't know. It's R-A-Y-A.
Brooke and I are both on this really cool dating app. We're really hype about it. Like, we haven't done anything about it, but, like, literally I was going through it and, like, I'm not allowed to say this. I don't really know. There were just, like, a lot of, like, NFL football players.
Yeah, I think you could say it's, like, a celebrity dating app, but, like, you don't actually have to be a celebrity to get approved.
You just have to get approved by someone else who's on it. So, like, I had, like, a YouTube friend who, like, approved me, and then, like, I approved Brooke, and it just, like,
made our way in.
We
infiltrated the supply.
Yeah, when we were in Atlanta, we were, like, looking at who was around.
Oh, it was really fun. I won't say who, but, like, it was someone from a show we watched.
Yeah. We were, like, screamed. And then one of us screenshotted it, and it gives you an alert that says no screenshots, and we're like, oh no.
Yeah, no, we don't like that.
Yeah, so that's the only one we're on, but, like,
I've never gone on a date from a dating app, and honestly, I'm not opposed to it.
I would do it in New York City.
That's what I'm saying. When I'm an adult, I'll do it.
Like, I know Katie Bellotti does, like, Hinge.
Oh.
Yeah. I know a lot of people.
Hinge is a good one. Yeah. And I had them all this summer because I didn't really have friends, but I felt uncomfortable. Like, I never was, like, formally asked on a date, but I would, like, swipe with people, and then they'd try to, like, chat, and I was like, I'm just not in the mood to have the conversation of, like, so what do you do? Like, why are you here this summer? Yeah. So I just deleted them all.
Totally.
Honestly, the conversations leading up, like, the beginning, getting to know someone conversations, I'm over it. Yeah. I just, can someone just, like,
Can we just get past that point? Well, on that note, this is, like, one of my favorite questions someone asked, and they said, how have you found being interested in guys while being so busy and known online? Yeah. I love this one. And it kind of also goes on that note, someone asked, do they treat you differently, the boys?
Yeah.
I mean,
interested to hear from you because actually more and more recently, when I talk to boys, I guess it's more of like a, hey, like, YouTube, haha. So, like, and I can't tell if they're asking so many questions because they're genuinely want to, like, chat with me about it or if, and I hate that I even think about it. Like, not for their own personal gain, but because they're like, I want to be famous too. Like, give me a shout out on Instagram. You know? Literally,
don't ever say that to me. Don't ever.
Really? Yeah. You don't like that.
I don't like that. I don't like it at all because I feel I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Yeah.
So
I've never had a situation specifically where it's like, it's been caught in like a, I've caught someone like doing it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To the point where I'm like, okay, you are using me or whatever for your own gain.
I had an instance where the guy told someone else, like, oh, she's gonna post a picture with me on Instagram and I'm gonna get all these followers after tonight. And I purposely just did not post a photo. Oh,
that's so annoying.
I know. Ew. And like, I think he actually did like me as a person and like whatever, but he just shouldn't have said that because it was hurtful.
But I think it's borderline with some instances where it's like, are they expressing interest or are they like trying to like not get information out of you, but you know what I mean?
Like, so how much do you make? Or like stuff like that.
And it's like, those are very personal questions or just like asking specific questions about like the production process and stuff. And it's like,
yeah, I don't know if you have this, and like, this is not like, I don't think my friends mean to do this, but like, they'll be introducing me to a guy and they'll be like, yeah, she's famous. And I'm like,
that happens to me, Mariah, Maddie, literally every single time. And they're like, I mean, you're a compliment, but
I know, but then it just puts us in such an awkward position because then we're like, yeah, or like, no, not really. And then it just gets awkward. Like, I actually, this summer, I was talking to a guy. And my friend said, oh, she's, like, famous. She's a YouTuber. And he literally walked away. And I was so uncomfortable. And it was, and he was really cute. But sometimes, like, it depends on the guy.
Then, yeah.
Yeah, no.
But actually, though, I don't like being introduced that way either. Because I just am like, there's so much more to me than that.
Please. I know. And I never thought I'd actually feel like that. And we're not trying to be, like, stuck up about it. But, like, there's literally times when I know Brooke and I have to, like, step back and be like, does he actually like me? Or does he just, like the idea of saying, oh, like, this girl's my followers, so, like, I don't know.
But then I look at it from the other way where I'm, like, I'm kind of, like, weirdo for, like, posting videos of myself online. So if you could like me with that, then I don't know.
Well, yeah, I know. That'd be great. Like, I could tell a difference if a guy's asking me, like, cool questions. Like, oh, so I saw you did all this traveling. Like, tell me about it.
Yeah, or,
like,
that's cool.
Your podcast. If they bring up the podcast, we're getting
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's, like, the borderline of, like, is it interest or is it, like, not information because I don't want to say it like that, but more.
They'll say, like, so, like, do you, like, get a lot of money? Do you, like, know Justin Bieber? Or, like, stuff like that. That's, like, okay, bye.
Yeah. I think that there's, like, a borderline, like, respect.
Yeah. I just, even, there, but, like, even with date nights, I feel like people will be, like, yeah, like, this is my friend Danielle. Like, if you want to go with her, like, she, like, look her up. She's famous. And I'm, like,
annoying, yeah.
And I'm not famous. Like, we're not
We're literally
famous.
Not.
Like, we're, like, not even D-listers. Like,
oh, not even in the slightest. I guess maybe in, like, a small college town like this where people don't really have, like, a ton of Instagram followers, per se, you know, and they're like, oh, like, these are the YouTubers, you know. Then it's like, we're known for that, perhaps. I feel like a lot of people, if you say, like, the YouTubers, like, they would, like, assume that it's us. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, but of course. Just, and that's fine, and we're proud of it. But that's,
like, small scale, though. It's not, like, if we obviously traveled to, like, a different city, it wouldn't be like, those are the YouTubers. Yeah, it's just because we're known here, yeah.
Yeah, and, like, I do like, it is kind of cool, like, people kind of knowing it and, like, respecting it and stuff. It's just sometimes a little frustrating because, like, so many people don't know that I used to dance my whole life. So many people don't know I did flag football.
Yeah.
Like, so many people didn't know you did DECA. Like, you were freaking really amazing in school. You still are. Like, I just feel like sometimes people forget that. And it's just like, but it's hard. Like, I'm not blaming people. But, yeah, so that's that answer.
That was a great answer. Yeah. Oh, I love this question. Okay. What do you guys define as a hookup? Danielle said she found this question.
I found this question. I was really like, good, do we talk about this? But I think it's very important.
No, but I think it is. It kind of goes back to what we said about the whole, like, compromising values and stuff. So please take this, like, lightly. And I don't want anyone listening to this, if you're younger in high school or, you know, you're just starting college, to feel like, Danielle and Brooke, like, you know, they said it. There's a lot of pressure in college. Like, I gotta conform. Like,
don't conform. I have not conformed once to a boy in college, just saying. So that's also because I had a boyfriend most of last year, but, like, it is possible to do and still be happy and fine. So
it is. And I think just sticking true to your values and not being like, I have to change for this. Cause, like, I mean, I was a very different person freshman year and I don't have regrets or anything, but, like, it's just still.
No, I don't think you should regret your freshman year. My freshman year probably would have been a little bit more wild, if you will, if I didn't have a boyfriend, naturally.
Yeah.
But it just, that's just how it was.
That was also, like, I look back, I'm like, that was literally 3 years ago. Like, I was so different. So different. Totally. So anyways, continuing on, what do you define as a hookup? I think it's very different high school to college. There's a big change.
In high school, hooking up was legit, like, oh, they kissed. Like, they made out in the back of a car after the football game.
Ew! But actually, saying, though, and I then, mean, yeah. That's what I always thought, like, whenever people would be like, yeah, they hooked up. Because that's, yeah, I think it's just exclusively, like, kissing and stuff. But then when you go to college and people say, like, oh, blah, blah, and so-and-so hooked up last night. And I kind of knew that it the term, like, elevated in college. But then you're kind of still unclear, like, what does that exactly mean?
Actually doing the deed or...
Going all the way?
Going all the way? What is it? Fourth base? Home base? Home run.
We're
keeping clean here.
Yeah.
I, like, to this day, I'd probably define a hookup as, what is it, third base?
Yeah.
Like, right before home run.
Yeah.
But I know some people would be like, no, a hookup is home run.
And then sometimes I think of a hookup as, like, they did whatever they did, like, maybe they didn't go all the way or whatever, but they, like, slept in the same bed and they, like, spent the night. Like, I don't really know, because I think the term varies for everyone.
I don't have enough experience.
I'm just thinking of people that I know, like, how they refer to it. Same. And I feel like it definitely doesn't have to mean going all the way, but I feel like the term insinuates more than just making out at this point.
Yeah, I guess it does. Yeah. So that's what we would say.
Yeah.
But it's still open interpretation. It's really hard to... I always have to ask. I'm like, what do you mean by that? Every time.
If it's, like, a close friend, I'd feel comfortable asking. But if it's, like, a distant friend that's, like, telling me about their time, like, I kind of just...
Their time.
Their time. You know what I mean, though? I just process it. Because some people are just super casual. But like I said, I'm more guarded, so I'm just not like this. But some people are super casual. Like, hooked up with so-and-so last night.
Yeah, no, I'm
and
not
I'm just like, and then I'm not gonna like ask him like, tell me what that means. Like, I don't really care that much. It's fine. You do you.
No, yeah. If it's a close friend though, and they're telling me about it because they want to, I'm like, okay, well, to understand further,
I'm gonna need some clarification on that.
I'm such a nut. Well, on that note, someone asks how to not be awkward around boys.
I wish I knew. I'm just figuring this out.
I'm really so awkward around boys, but I find when I. So, growing up, my brother had a ton of friends, and they were similar to my age. So, like, I just think, okay, like, not treat them like your brother's friends, but, like they're just people. And if I just kind of step back and just kind of, like, just not be a bro, because then that's really weird. But sometimes I do have to step back and just kind of, like, chill out, and then I feel okay. Which, that's the only way I know how to, because I'm very awkward around boys, usually. So.
Yeah, I'm pretty awkward around boys myself. So, I think that just the best way to think about it, yeah, I would say the best way is just not to overthink it. And I know it's hard.
Not overthink,
especially certain situations where it's, like, things are insinuated and stuff or whatever. But, like, if you just, I don't know, go into every relationship with boys with the intention to just be friends, and then I read that somewhere. I definitely read that on a blog or something.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to go into it like thinking like, oh, it's a boy, I'm attracted to boys. Like, naturally I have to like be flirty with this guy. Like, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Some people go into it like that. I have so many friends that are just so smooth, they'll just go start talking to me. I'm like, how did that just happen?
I know. I can do that after a few drinks, maybe, but completely sober, it's very challenging. So yeah, I just think it's just being a I still struggle with this though too. I just think don't overthink it.
Yeah.
And it's easier said than done. I'm not being like, don't overthink it, like I'm cool, but
that's our only tip for you.
Yeah. Someone else asked him how to know if a guy likes you.
Girl, I wish I knew.
Yeah.
There's so many videos on YouTube, like, I think, 10 ways a guy likes you.
Oh, my gosh. I don't get sucked into those.
Oh, I used to watch those for sure in high school.
Yeah, I just don't, because then I'm, like, I, like, would watch this and be like, he doesn't like me. You know what I mean?
Or I'd watch him and find, like, the littlest thing and be like, oh, my God, no, yeah, that definitely applies to this. And, like, it just doesn't. And, like, that's one guy making a video saying that.
And it's all situational, too. But I feel like to know truly... If someone likes you, this is, like, you might disagree, but if someone likes you, I feel like they're going to make time for you. And they're truly going to, like, show an effort and, like, show an initiative and, like, not even, like, the whole, like, text you back thing, but, like, want to make plans, like, want to actually do
things. Like, you're
going to
hear from them every now and then, hopefully.
Yeah, and not at 3 a.m.
Not a you up.
Yeah, or, like, just, like, a Snapchat of, like, you know what
like,
I mean?
Like, where are you downtown? Like, ew,
yeah,
that's gross.
No, it's, like, I don't know. I guess every guy is different, and some boys show their affection in other ways, but I would say that if they really like you, you would know.
Yeah, I mean, or you might not know, but you might have an idea, and honestly, for me, what I just do is I'm like, okay, they don't like me, but then my friends will be like, no, but he did this, or this happened. I'm like, please stop, like... Please stop, unless you literally know, because I just will really get a hold of myself. And I won't get a hold of myself, and I'll just go on this la-la land, and I just can't do that. I don't have time. I literally don't, like, when I'm like, I don't really even want to like a boy because I don't have time for that. Because then it just, like, takes up a lot of my mind, so.
Feel that.
So I'll just talk about this really quick. I just wrote this down because a lot of you guys asked how to deal with long-distance relationships just because I guess you guys know I was in one. I've made lots of videos about it. I think Joey and I made a video about it, so you can go on his YouTube channel. Or was it on mine? I think it was on his. But I think the biggest thing is FaceTime is definitely a thing. Like, FaceTime, like, have a date every week or every couple days that you do FaceTime. Book trips together so you can have something to look forward to. Don't text each other all day. You'll go crazy. But yeah, long distance really is possible. It really is. For me, it was more of like a, I'm in college, he wasn't. Like, it wasn't even the distance thing. Like, it was pretty doable. I don't really know. But it's possible, and you got this.
Definitely. That was good advice.
Thanks.
Do you want to talk about, I mean, like, these are just things that I just don't really,
well, this other one is how to get over a breakup. It's hard. It comes in phases. Like, as soon as you break up with someone, you might be sad. And the next day, you're like, ooh, I'm a girl boss. Like, and then, like, a month later, it'll hit you again. And then a month later. And now I'm finally, like, good. But it took me, like, months, which I was surprised.
You have a friend, who recently broke up with her boyfriend. I feel like you've been, like, dealing with that a lot.
Yeah, my friend just broke up with her boyfriend. Basically, she, like, came home and was, like, she was, like, away all summer, and, like, she was just, like, I actually don't really have feelings for him anymore. Like, I just kind of want to do my own thing. And I was, like, are you good, sis? Like, you literally just broke up with him. You guys have been dating for a very long time. And she was, like, and if you're listening to this, hey, I'm not, like, exposing you. I just think it's a cool story. I don't think she is, but he was, like, she was, like, yeah, I'm fine. Like, bounce back. I was, like, all right, girl. And then, like, a week later, she's, like, okay, it's, like, hitting me. Like, it comes in phases. Right now, she's, like, in a good mood, but, like, I think it takes months, and it really is one of those things that takes time, and it sucks. I stay busy. Stay busy. It keeps you distracted from things. I wouldn't say just go and talk to a ton of boys, because that just makes you more sad. No, but
also, like, do make friends that are single, though. Like, when I don't know. I think that's really important. Not that you have to be going out and stuff all the time, but it's going to probably make you pretty sad if you're around your friends that have boyfriends all the time. You know what I mean?
Joey just texted me. I haven't talked to him in, like, 2 days. That's really weird. It's about a song, if you guys want to know.
And I guess this last one, I actually want to answer this one because I just watched a video about it. A lot of people ask how to get a boyfriend. I don't know. I personally cannot tell you. I've never had a boyfriend.
I cannot tell you.
But I did watch Maggie did a video with her roommate Kaylee, and they said they were like, they talked about how they like kind of avoided the hookup culture in college because they established themselves like from the beginning as like girls that you date. Like, as you know what I mean?
Oh my, I need,
like,
to watch this video. Yeah, I love, like, Maggie.
Me too. She always picks me up. But you know what I mean? Like, they were like, we just carry ourselves, like, in a different way. Like, the boys know that we're not just going to, like, hook up with them and never see them again. Like, it's not, we're not those kind of girls. You know what
okay,
I mean?
Okay, then call me one of those then. That's what I want to be known as, if anything.
So I feel like that's how to, I mean, I don't know, but go watch that video. It was really.
Respect yourself and boys will respect you.
Yeah, big on the self. I mean, I don't personally know. I'm just saying that I find that the girls who get boyfriends are the ones who, like, are actually
not looking for a boyfriend, but, like, that's all they really care. Like, they don't care
not willing to just, like, mess around. Like, they want, if they're gonna do it, they're gonna do it, like, full through.
Does honestly that make sense? That's really I think that's what, not my problem is because it's not, but that's why I just, like, don't, like, talk to a lot of guys, because I'm just like, he's just not gonna be down for what I'm down for.
Yeah, well, that's, I mean, I at that like point in your way. Life you don't, you're also, like, you're still 19 for a few more hours.
Oh my god, stop it.
We are so young in the scheme of life. Like, we don't need to be. And, oh my gosh, I have so many friends. Not so many friends. I don't know why I said so many. But I have several people that I know that are, like, getting married this year and stuff. And they're young, too. And I feel like that's more of a thing in the South than the North.
Yeah.
Like, where I'm from at home, like, not many of my friends are in serious relationships.
No, a lot of people at UGA, like, senior year, it's a thing to,
like, get engaged. Yeah. So, I don't, not that you have to, you know what I mean, everybody, I also.
To each his own is the scheme of this whole podcast.
Yeah, I've talked about this in the last one, but, like, you just have to take it at your own pace. Like, I feel like to this point in my life, I haven't been, like, ready for a boyfriend. Like, as weird as that sounds, like, I look back at, like, my maturity level and stuff like that, and I realistically, and I would always be so sad about it, like, especially high school or even freshman year. I was like, I'm sad, like, I don't have a boyfriend. But looking back, I just wasn't ready. I was literally not mentally ready and everything. So, I don't know. I think it all comes in waves, and, like, things kind of work out.
And I think just don't compare yourselves to other people.
Exactly.
Like, I can easily step back and be like, oh my God, my friend, like, literally, like, so many guys come up to her or do this, or she goes on dates, whatever. But, like, everyone's different. Everyone's got their own timeline, for sure. And, like, I know that I'm going to be okay. And I think you're going to be, you know, you're going to be okay, too.
Exactly. So just look at yourself in a more positive light, you know? Like, use positive self-talk and, like, gas yourself up. Like, you're awesome. You're killing it.
Yeah.
You're a girl boss and you don't need no man.
Really? Yes, exactly. On that note, I just wanted to say this, and I can't believe I did not write this down. But every time, this is not a lot of times, but the times that either I've started talking to a guy or started dating a guy were the times that I was not looking for one. It was when I was doing my own thing and I was like, gosh, why am I catching feelings? I do not have time. Like, guys, I was not planning on dating Joey at all. Like, literally, I was at a YouTube convention and I met him and I was like, oh, he's cool. Like, that was not the plan. Like, I was so in my zone. And I think it's like when you're like doing your best and being your best self is when guys are attracted to you or whoever's attracted to you, because you're doing your own thing. And like, I step back and I'm like, oh, the guys I'm attracted to are the ones that are comfortable in their own bodies and they're like happy with themselves.
Yeah,
so
exactly. And use the time when you're single to like work on yourself, like go to the gym and like
seriously, because when you have a boyfriend you're like, oh, he loves me for who I am. Like, I did not work out as much last year, so it's a thing.
But actually work on yourself.
Yeah, love that.
I honestly cannot even believe that some people like don't like being single. I freaking love being single.
Oh my God, it's so stress-free. We love it, except for date nights, but that's all.
Yeah. But you have no one, like, yes, having someone to text is, like, fun and all, but, like, you have blowing up your stuff. You have no, what is that called? Like,
commitments.
Commitment to, like, where you have to be or a certain time. I mean, obviously, with school and stuff, you have commitments, but...
And you have more time for your girlfriends. Like, I, yes, like, get to hang out with my gals way more. Probably it's too so much, fun. But...
the best.
I love being around gals. Like, I love late-night gal seshes. Or, like, when Brooke and I travel and we just, like, stay up talking.
Yeah.
It's so fun. Aww. I love that stuff.
Me too.
Me too.
So, I think that that's going to conclude. That's all, like, I mean, we got a ton more questions.
Yeah. But those are the ones we felt comfortable answering.
That is part one.
Yeah. We'll probably talk about it again. Let us know what you guys thought about it, if you really care about our boy advice, because we don't really know. But we'll, you know what we'll do? After we release the podcast, we'll post a poll on our Instagram story, Gals on the Go Podcast.
So go
and
vote.
See what people thought. So go vote.
We need to do highlights and stuff for that Insta too.
So yeah, we do. We need to have some fun. I'm and so we're probably going to work on a new album cover soon, guys, because we feel like.
Album cover.
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it is.
Is that what it is?
Or podcast cover? I don't know.
Album cover sounds like we're about to drop a mixtape.
Oh, shoot. Brooke and Danielle, we out here. I don't know. Sorry, that was bad.
We out.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening. Rate and subscribe. If you're listening on Spotify, follow us. Gals on the Go Podcast on Instagram. Brooke Michio and Danielle Carolyn on Instagram. We're out here. Every Wednesday, new podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed. I was happy to be back. I really missed being with Brooke last week. But I think I really enjoyed listening to Brooke's podcast last week. So
thank you.
Good for you.
Those girls at Music Midtown, I can't remember their names, but they came up to us and they were like, Brooke, I didn't realize you're, like, so calm. Do you remember that?
You were very calm in that podcast.
Yeah, I was pretty mellow. I didn't have coffee that day.
Yeah, I don't consider you a calm person, but you were calm in that podcast. Yeah. So
I think I was just, like, stressed and I just needed to, like, talk through myself, you know?
Yeah.
I need to journal again. That's something I need to do. Like, I need to make time to do that. Like, a little self-reflection.
I bought a journal. It's somewhere.
It's really good to do. This is random.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get an acai bowl.
Yeah. I'll get a pitaya bowl. All right.
Are you going to go?
Okay. Probably not. Sorry. Okay. I have so much to do today. No, it's another potentially mental breakdown day.
I was like, we're going together. Okay.
No, I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Anyways, love you guys. XOXO. Peace.
Gossip girl.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom.
because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love, but she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything, or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, and for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.